clear, cold water. He had the feeling that he could see to the end of the world. It occurred to him that it would be more accurate to say that he could see to the end of time. That was the quality of the experience, a very particular quality, like no other. It was absolutely of the moment and the place, yet, as he put it to himself, ancient. That word, ancient, had always seemed to him one of the loveliest in the English language. The sea before him, the warm lichened stone at his back, the bright sun above him, the dead beneath him under the grass all contributed to the flavour of the instant. It was a thing as unique as himself, not in time nor out of time, but somehow for all time. For a few seconds he seemed to have in his grasp the meaning of eternity. It was no longer the shapeless, cloudy entity that it had been in sermons and hymns and drowsy Bible readings before bedtime. Above all, there was, for once, no fear in it. No fear at all. A breeze stirred, and with it the sensation began to drift away. He tried to retain it even while he knew it was as useless as trying to hold smoke in his hands. He got up and bicycled down into Sandgate, where he bought an ice cream and wandered along the pier. The feeling had gone. Never...